Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem Avraham Goldai and Deir Mezekas Yavamas Daf Nun Gimel. The end of the fifth parak Rama Gamliel and the beginning of the sixth parak Kabbal Yabimto. So the three daps we're going to focus on. Number one, on Daf Nun Beis Amad Beis. Abai explained the Malchlokas regarding Alcholos of Bimto, Bachaz Bekidsha, one who does Chalitza to his Yavama and then returns and is Mekadosher. The Rebbe said, in Kidsha Lashum Ishus, if he was Mekadosher for marriage in general, she needs a get from him. But Lashum Yabus, if he did it for the sake of a Yibum related marriage, she does not require a get. But the Chami said, in both cases, she requires a get. Rabbi gives a different explanation, saying that everyone agrees that if he said he was Mekadosher with Maimer of Yavamim, it is effective. They disagree if he said, he's Kadoshly Bezikas Yavamim, you're Mekadosh to me with the Zika of Yavamim. Rebbe holds Yesh Zika, that there is a strong Zika bond between the Yavam and Yavama, and once Chalitza is done, it is Paka the Zika, so that being Mekadosher with Zikas Yavamim is no longer effective. But the Rabban hold Ein Zika. There is no Zika bond. Therefore, just as if he had told before Chalitza that he was Mekadosher with Zika's Yavamim, it would be effective, even though mentioning Zika is irrelevant, so too after Chalitza is effective. It's as if he was saying he was Mekadosher with a Maimer. Pointing to Rav Ashi provides a fourth explanation of the Machlokas, saying, "Beyesh Tanai beChalitza kamufige." They disagree whether one can make a stipulation regarding Chalitza. Rashi brings the example of one who said he would do the Chalitza on condition the Yavam would give him 200 zuz later. According to Rebbe, ain tanai lechalitza. One cannot make a tanai with a chalitza, and if she does not give him the money, the chalitza is still effective and is paka, the zika. Therefore, if he's mekadosh with the zika of Yavamim, the condition is not effective. The Rabban hold yesh tanai lechalitza. One can make a tanai with the chalitza, and if she does not give the money, the chalitza does not work, and there's still a zika. Therefore, he can be mekadosh with the zika of Yavamim. And point number three, the opening mission of the sixth parak states, Habal Yabimta, one who has relations with his Yavama, ben b'shogeg, ben b'mezid, whether b'shogeg or b'mezid, which Rashi defines here as someone who had no intent to fulfill the mitzvah, but just wanted to act promiscuously, ben b'onus, ben b'ratz, whether under coercion or willingly, afil hu shogeg, he mezida, even if he was mistaken, she acted willingly, meaning he mistook the Yavama for a different woman, but the Yavama recognized him, but acted promiscuously, and not for the sake of the mitzvah, or vice versa, where she was mistaken, and he acted without intent for the mitzvah, whether one of them was coerced and the other one was not coerced. Echod ma'ara ev'echod gomer, whether he has just begun the act or completed the act. Kanav olachilok ben bilulabia, he has acquired the Yavama as his wife, and the Torah does not distinguish between one form of intimacy and another form of intimacy. The kenal ba'achim call raya shabator obsulos, and the law is the same for one who has relations with any of the rayas of the Torah or those disqualified for marriage, such as an almana to a kohen gadol. So once again, the three points are number one, on Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis, Abai explained the Malchokas regarding Acholos of Bimto v'chatz v'kidsha, one who does chalitza to his Yavama and then returns as Mekadosher. That Rebbe said, in Kidsha L'shum Ishus, if he was Mekadosher for marriage in general, she needs a get from him. But L'shum Yabmus, if he did it for the sake of a Yibum-related marriage, she does not require a get. But the Chami said, in both cases, she requires a get. Rabbi gives a different explanation, saying that everyone agrees that if he said he was Mekadosher with Maimer of Yavamim, it is effective. They disagree if he said, he's Kadoshly Bezikas Yavamim, you're Mekadosh to me with the Zika of Yavamim. Rebbe holds Yesh Zika, that there is a strong Zika bond between the Yavam and Yavama, and once Chalitza is done, it is Paka the Zika, so that being Mekadosher with Zika's Yavamim is no longer effective. But the Rabban hold Ein Zika. There is no Zika bond. Therefore, just as if he had told before Chalitza that he was Mekadosher with Zika's Yavamim, it would be effective, even though mentioning Zika is irrelevant, so too after Chalitza is effective. It's as if he was saying he was Mekadosher with a Maimer. Pointing to Rav Ashi provides a fourth explanation of the Machlokas, saying, "Beyesh Tanai beChalitza kamufige." They disagree whether one can make a stipulation regarding Chalitza. Rashi brings the example of one who said he would do the Chalitza on condition the Yavam would give him 200 zuz later. According to Rebbe, ain tanai lechalitza. One cannot make a tanai with a chalitza, and if she does not give him the money, the chalitza is still effective and is paka, the zika. Therefore, if he's mekadosh with the zika of Yavamim, the condition is not effective. The Rabban hold yesh tanai lechalitza. One can make a tanai with a chalitza, and if she does not give the money, the chalitza does not work, and there's still a zika. Therefore, he can be mekadosh with the zika of Yavamim. And point number three, the opening mission of the sixth parak states, Habal Yabimta, one who has relations with his Yavama, ben b'shogeg, ben b'mezid, whether b'shogeg or b'mezid, which Rashi defines here as someone who had no intent to fulfill the mitzvah, but just wanted to act promiscuously, ben ba'onis ben baratz, whether under coercion or willingly, afil hu shogeg v'himazida, even if he was mistaken, she acted willingly, meaning he mistook the Yavama for a different woman, but the Yavama recognized him but acted promiscuously and not for the sake of the mitzvah, or vice versa, where she was mistaken and he acted without intent for the mitzvah, whether one of them was coerced and the other one was not coerced, echod ma'ara ev'echod gomer, whether he has just begun the act or completed the act. He has acquired the Yavama as his wife, and the Torah does not distinguish between one form of intimacy and another form of intimacy. And the law is the same for one who has relations with any of the rais of the Torah, or those disqualified for marriage, such as an almana to a kohen gadol. Alright, so now we go to our simmer daf nun gimel, and our standard simmon is a Nigerian prince. A Nigerian prince. So here goes. The flamboyant Yavam, who got dressed in the robes of a Nigerian prince when he returned to Mimakadosh his chalutza, was Zika's Yavamin, which he had purchased with the money she gave him to fulfill the Tanai in the chalitza, wondered if he should have just done Yibum instead, which can even be done without any kavana. Once again, in slow motion. The flamboyant Yavam, who got dressed in the robes of a Nigerian prince. Nigerian prince? That must be more in Duff Nun Gimel. The flamboyant Yavam, who got dressed in the robes of a Nigerian prince when he returned to Mekadosh the Chalutza, was Zika's Yavamin. Which reminds us, Rava gives a different explanation for the Malchok's been revving the Chachamim regarding Hacholot Savimto v'chaz v'kitcha, one who does Chalitza to his Yavama and then returns and is Mekadosher, saying that everyone agrees that if he was Mekadosher with Maimra of Yavamin, it's effective. They disagree if they said he's Gajkli b'Zika's Yavamin. You're Mekadosh to me with the Zika of Yavamin. Rebbe holds Yesh Zika, that there is a strong Zika bond between the Yavam and the Yavama, and once Chalitza is done, it's Paka the Zika, so that being Makadosh with Zika's Yavamin is no longer effective. But the Rabbanan hold Ein Zika. There is no significant Zika bond. Therefore, just as if he had told it before Chalitza that he was Makadosh with Zika's Yavamin, it would be effective, even though mentioning Zika is irrelevant, so too after Chalitza, it's effective. It's as if he was saying he was Makadosh with a mimer. So, the flamboyant Yavam, who got dressed in the robes of a Nigerian prince when he returned to be Mekadosh his Chalutza, was Zika's Yavamin, which he had purchased with the money she gave him to fulfill the Tanai in the Chalitza. Which reminds us, Ravashi provides a fourth explanation of the Machlokas, saying, B'yesh Tanai b'Chalitza k'mulifigei. They disagree whether one can make a Tanai regarding Chalitza. Rashi brings the example of one who said he did the Chalitza on condition that the Yavam would give him 200 zuz later. According to Rebbe, ain't Tanai l'Chalitza. One cannot make a Tanai with a Chalitza, and if she does not give him the money, the Chalitza is still effective and is Paka the Zika. Therefore, if he's Mekadosh with the Zika of Yavamim, the Kedushin is not effective. The Rabbanan hold Yesh Tanai l'Chalitza. One can make a Tanai with a Chalitza, and if she does not give him the money, the Chalitza does not work, and there's still a Zika. Therefore, he can be Mekadosh with the Zika of Yavamim. So, the flamboyant Yavam, who got dressed in the robes of a Nigerian prince when he returned to Mekadosh Chalutza, was Zika's Yavamin, which he had purchased with the money she gave him to fulfill the Tanai in the Chalitza, wondered if he should have just done Yibum instead, which can even be done without any Kavana. Which reminds us, the opening mission of the sixth parak states, Habal Yabim, to one who has relations with his Yavama, Bemba Shogeg, Bemba Mezi, Bemba Onis, Bemba Ratzon Alfil, Hu Shogeg, Vihi Mezida, and so on, Kanaval Achilok, Ben Bilabia, he has acquired the Yavama as his wife, and the Torah does not distinguish between one form of intimacy and another form of intimacy, and the law is the same for one who has relations with any of the rites of the Torah, or those disqualified for marriage, such as an almana to a kohen gadol. So once again, the flamboyant Yavam, who got dressed in the robes of a Nigerian prince, when he returned to be Mekadosh his Chalutza, was Zika's Yavamin, which he had purchased with the money she gave him to fulfill the Tanai in the Chalitza, wondered if he should have just done Yibum instead, which can even be done without any Kavana. All right, now it's time for a four blah back Chazara. Daf Mem Test. So the Simmer Daf Mem Test is associated to meat, and we use a butcher. So here goes. The butcher from Mumser Meats, butcher, that must be more in Daf Mem Test, meat. The butcher from Mumser Meats was preparing an order for Anusa's Aviv, which reminds us. The next mission brings a three-way machlokes regarding who is a Mumser. Rabbi Akiva holds it's a child born from any relative subject to a love against having relations. Rashi brings the example of the Anusa's Aviv, a man having relations with a woman that his father violated, which is a love according to Rabbi Yehuda. He learns it from the juxtaposition of the pasuk lo yikach ish, as Eshes Aviv lo yagalek naf Aviv, and lo yavo Mumser b'kal Hashem. Rabbi Simai says, Rabbi Kiva includes chai v'loving which are not relatives, such as one who is maksir gushaso, where he remarries his divorcee after she married another. And Rabbi Yesheva says, Rabbi Kiva includes even those prohibited by mitzvah aseh, such as marrying a mitzri or a domi before three generations. So the butcher from Mamzer Meats was preparing an order for Anusa's Aviv when his father, Shomer's Yavam, ran into the store together with his father's wife, which reminds us, Shimon at Timni holds that a Mamzer is ultimate Issachar's relationship. The Gemara explains that he holds like the Rabban that the Pasuk of Loikach Ish, as Eishas Aviv and so on, is referring to the Shomer's Yavam Shel Aviv, the Shomer's Yavam of his father, which would be one's aunt, which is an Issacharis. Rabbi Yeshua holds that Mamzerim result from relationships that are Chayiv Mises based in. So the butcher from Mamzer Meats was preparing an order for Anusa's Aviv when his father, Shomer's Yavam, ran into the store together with his father's wife, who are terrified because they just passed by a bloody cedar tree. Which reminds us, it's mentioned in Megillas Yochanan that Menashe murdered Yeshaya, accusing him of being a Navi Sheker because he thought that Yeshaya contradicted the Torah in three instances. Yeshaya reasoned that if he explained the contradictions, Menashe would still execute him, making him an intentional murderer. Yeshaya uttered the divine name and tried to hide in a cedar tree, but was caught and executed. It's brought down that his tzitzes were exposed. Daf Nun. So the Simmer Daf Nun is a nincompoop. So here goes. The nincompoop, nincompoop. That must be more in Daf Nun. The nincompoop who want to add years onto his life, which reminds us, the third contradiction that Menashe brought against Yeshaya addressed the question of whether Kodesh Baruch Hu will add years onto a person's life. Moshe Rabbeinu had said regarding the brachas that Kodesh Baruch Hu will bestow upon the Jewish people, as mispar yamecha amale, the number of your days I shall fill out, which implies that Hashem will not add years onto one's life, he'll just fill them out. But Yeshaya said to Menashe's father, Chizkiyahu, Hosafti al yamecha chamishu seishana, Hashem said, I will add 15 years to your life. The Gemara brings a brisa that the correct resolution to this contradiction is a malchokas tanaim. So the nincompoop who want to add years onto his life by doing what he thought was a hiddur mitzvah of giving a get after a get, which reminds us, the opening mission, the fifth parak states from the Gamliel says, "Ein get acher get, vein mimer acher mimer." There's no validity to a get after a get, nor to a mimer after a mimer, but the Chachamim hold that there is a get after a get, and mimer after a mimer. Rashi explains Rabbi Gamliel as a suffix whether a get given by Yavam is effective in rejecting the Yavama from Yibum. If the first get is effective, then it's paka the zika from all the Yavamas and all the brothers like Chalitza, and the second get is regarded as having been given to a stranger. If it's not effective, then neither the get given to the first or second Yavama has any validity, and therefore the giver of the second get is permitted to marry her relatives. According to the Chachamim, the get is partially valid mid the Rabbanan, but does not uproot the zika completely. It's effective to preclude the Yavam from doing Yibum with the first Yavama, but he must still do Chalitza, since there is some zika still extant. A get given to the second Yavama is also valid and prohibits the Yavama from marrying her relatives. So the nincompoop wanted to add years onto his life by doing what he thought was a hiddur mitzvah of giving a get after a get, often confused giving a get and doing chalitza, since they both release a woman. Which reminds us, the Gemara explains the reason according to the Rabbanan a get given to one Yavama is effective is because in general, a get is effective for divorce. And if you would say that it has no effect when given to a Yavama and doesn't disqualify from Yibum, people will say, get lehotzia v'chalitza lehotzia. A get releases a woman and a chalitza releases a woman. And since a get given to a Yavama has no effect in prohibiting Yibum, so to chalitza has no effect in prohibiting Yibum. People won't realize that in the case of a chalitza, she's prohibited to the Yavam because of the Isser, kevin shulbana shuv lo yivne. Once he did not build, he shall never again build. Daf Nunov. So the Simmer Daf Nunov is a gnawing beaver. A gnawing beaver. So here goes. When the Yavam was crossing a beaver dam, that must be around Daf Nun Aleph. Beaver, based on gnawing beaver. When the Yavam was crossing a beaver dam where Mimer was effective on one side and a get on the other, which reminds us, Abai challenges Rav's reason from Gamliel's position of ein get or get, ein Mimer or Mimer. He holds that it is pashut from Gamliel that a get is doche yivam to some extent, and that Mimer is kona yavamic to some extent, but a get after a Mimer or a Mimer after a get is effective. Rashi explains that when Mimer is performed first, the Yavama is partially married to the Yavam, leaving the Zika partially intact. Therefore, a get given second has some effect. When a get is given first, it affects a partial rejection, leaving the zika partially intact for a subsequent mimer to take effect. So, when the Yavam was crossing a beaver dam where mimer was effective on one side and a get on the other, overheard his brothers insist they each had a right to do mimer and give a get, which reminds Abai said that the reason the Rabbanan hold that yesh get archer get, but yesh mimer archer mimer, is that the Rabbanan enacted a get and mimer with each and every Yavama. Rashi explains that one cannot say that the first get affects rejection to the full extent possible for all the widows from all the brothers. Rather, it only affects rejection of the widow who received from the Yavam that gave it. It still leaves open the possibility of this Yavam giving a get to another Yavama, or for the other brothers to even get even to this Yavama. The same applies regarding Mimer. So when the Yavama was crossing a beaver dam where Mimer was effective on one side and a get on the other, overheard his brothers insist they each had a right to do Mimer and give a get, he sent a beaver with a message to tell a brother did Mimer with two Yavamas that he better do Chalitza with the first, lest he do Yibum with the second. Which reminds us, it was taught in the Brides if one did Mimer with one Yavama and did Mimer with another one. Rabbi Gamliel says that he gives a get to the first Yavama and does Chalitza with her, and is forbidden to her relatives, but is permitted to the relatives of the second one. The reason why Rabbi Gamliel requires the first one to receive a chalitza, even though the second mimer is not effective, and seemingly he should be able to do yibum with the first one, is that it's a gezerah lest he come to perform yibum with the second one instead. Since the first one is considered his wife, mid the Rabbanan, he will be transgressing on a rabbinic level the issur of building two houses. Daf Nun Beis, so the Simmer Daf Nun Beis is a newbie to Yiddishkeit. So here goes. When the newbie to Yiddishkeit, that must mean we're on Daf Nun Beis. When the newbie to Yiddishkeit witnessed a Yavam getting whipped for not doing Mimer before Yibum, which reminds us, a Yavam gets Makas Mardus if he had relations with Yavama without doing Mimer first, and that Rav would give Makas Mardus to one who's Makadish Bebia, one who's Makadish a woman through relations, Manda Makadish Beshukka, one who's Makadish a woman in the marketplace, which Rashi explains means even if he does with money, or a star, since this is lowly and licentious, umanda mekadesh bo shiduche, and one who is mekadesh a woman without a prior agreement to enter into marriage, which is permissive behavior. So, when the newbie to Yiddishkeit witnessed the Yavam getting whipped for not doing Mimer before Yibum, well, Basin showed the Yavam an example of the star Ksuba Yavamin that he should have written, which reminds us we learn how Mimer is done with Kesev or Shava Kesev, and what the text is for star Ksubas Yavamin. So when the newbie to Yiddishkeit witnessed the Yavam getting whipped for not doing Mimer before Yibum, while Basin showed the Yavam an example of the Shtar Ksuba Yavamim that he should have written, he was relieved to learn that for being Makadosh Yavama that he'd already done a Chalitza with, he would only have to give her a get. Which reminds us, we have Malkokas in a case of a Cholitz of Bimto v'chaz v'kidsha regarding one who does Chalitza to his Yavama and then returns it, and it's Makadosh. Revi says, im kidsha l'shum ishus, if he was Makadosh for marriage in general, she needs a get from him, but l'shum yabmas, if he did it for the sake of a Yibam-related marriage, she does not require a get. But the Chamim say that in both cases, she requires a get. The Gemara brings a bias explanation of the Malkokas. All right, so that concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldner Zichu wishing a great day and great learning.